So thank you very much for coming along, everyone, and it's great to hear such interest about the Next Generation Broadband Project. I'm Julian Cowans from Cornwall Development Company. Thanks to Laura for inviting me along to the to this hub event. And it was, you know, for those of you, I think quite a few of you were down at the Cornwall Digital Meetup, the inaugural meeting last Thursday, or whenever it was. I didn't bore you with a PowerPoint presentation, so I've got that for tonight. So we're going to go through the full PowerPoint presentation tonight. So currently, most of you probably picked up on the recent announcement that was made on the 30th of September about the Next Generation Broadband investment in Cornwall. And in Ian Livingstone's own words, the chief executive of BT, he was saying that we're aiming to make Cornwall the best connected rural area in the world. So it's a massive ambition that we're undertaking here. Now, what the shape of the project looks like is it's a build, own and operate project. BT will build, own and operate the network, but it's a joint investment with BT putting in about £78 million and the EU supporting that with around about £53 million of EU investment to enable this to happen and to enable BT to actually make the investment and make it worth their while making the investment. Now, when I talk about BT, it's probably worth pointing out that I do mean BT wholesale. So what that means is that we're not directly engaging with any end user service providers like BT Retail, Tiscali, TalkTalk, but the project will be looking to attract as many service providers as possible. So, you know, we are hoping to get as much choice as possible there for end users. You don't have to get a BT connection. And as Ian Livingstone said at the announcement the other day, he already had the chief exec of Eclipse Internet there, who used to be based up in Exeter, and they've got quite a strong local take up of their products. So it's about having a free choice. We're looking to get as many service providers onto the network as possible and giving people a free choice about what service provider they want to use. Well, I'll just say a little bit about what Next Generation Broadband is. There's a bit of a clue here in the picture. So over here we've got Truro, as it currently is. I think it might be Calcutta or somewhere. But this picture on the left here really represents our current copper-based network. And I do get in trouble for showing this picture sometimes. I thought I'd taken it off because BT don't like me showing that picture because they think I'm trying to represent their network, their current network is this. But basically, our current broadband runs over a copper-based network that, in parts, it's over 100 years old. And it was designed to take single phone calls, not the vast amounts of data that we use it for today. And what we've got on the right is a piece of fiber optic cable. And each one of these strands here that you can see here, just a little bit thicker than a hair, is capable of transmitting millions of phone calls simultaneously or dozens of high definition TV channels simultaneously. So amazing bandwidth capacity on a piece of fiber. But the important thing about Next Generation Broadband, sure, it's faster, much, much faster than anything we're used to today, but it's also got some other important attributes. It needs to be much more reliable than what we're used to today, and many of you will have suffered from intermittent connections. And of course, when you're trying to run a business off a connection that keeps going down, it's very frustrating. Downtime costs money. So reliability is a really important attribute of superfast broadband or Next Generation Broadband. Another important attribute is what we call quality of service. We need much better quality of service. That just means a better user experience. So if you're watching a video currently and it keeps pausing as, you know, it gets jittery or keeps pausing while it buffers, that's a poor quality, you know, that's a poor user experience, poor quality of service. And we need that quality of service to improve. A lot of businesses also need much better upload speed so they can send large data files, so they can do things like connect to remote to offices, other office locations remotely, so they can perhaps make better use of video conferencing. So upload speeds in particular are probably more important to businesses than consumers, and that is an important attribute that we're looking for in the Next Generation Broadband. But possibly above all, we see superfast broadband as being something that is affordable. It needs to be something that has mass take-up. We need massive take-up of this to make it more successful. The greater the take-up we can get, the greater the investment will be from BT and from the EU into the network that we're going to build. So getting as much take-up as possible is key to this, and obviously a key part of that is making sure that it's an affordable service.